Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Princeton Review AP Human Geography Premium Prep. 17th edition is a college test preparation guide produced by the Princeton Review for students preparing for the AP Human Geography exam. It belongs to the exam prep genre rather than to a conventional textbook category, combining course review, test strategy, diagnostic practice, and online study tools. The edition is positioned around the newly digital AP exam format, with 6 full-length practice tests, including 2 in the book and 4 online, as well as timed digital practice intended to resemble the exam environment. Its content review addresses the major areas of AP human geography, including population and migration, cultural patterns, political geography, economic development, urban geography, and related spatial concepts. The purpose is practical and exam-centered to help students consolidate course knowledge, identify weak areas, practice under realistic conditions, and learn how to approach questions efficiently rather than merely memorize definitions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, preparation for the newly digital AP Human Geography exam. A central feature of this edition is its explicit alignment with the digital version of the AP Human Geography exam. That matters because digital testing changes more than the delivery platform. It affects pacing, screen-based reading habits, annotation strategies, and the way students manage fatigue during timed sections. The book responds by pairing traditional review with online practice tests that include timer options and digital formats intended to approximate the test experience. This helps students move beyond knowing the subject matter in isolation and begin practicing how they will actually encounter questions on exam day. For a course such as human geography, where prompts may require interpretation of maps, models, demographic data, and spatial patterns, screen familiarity can affect performance. The guide also provides downloadable PDF versions with interactive elements, giving students flexibility while still emphasizing the digital interface. Its value is therefore not only in content coverage, but in reducing the mismatch between home study and the official testing environment. Secondly, structured review of core human geography content areas. The book provides a broad review of the concepts most commonly associated with AP human geography, including population and migration, cultural geography, political organization of space, agriculture, urban patterns, and economic development. This structure is important because the AP course is cumulative, and concept-driven students are not simply asked to recall terms, but to apply models and theories to real-world spatial patterns. A useful prep guide must therefore connect vocabulary to interpretation. For example, demographic transition, migration push and pull factors, cultural diffusion, state boundaries, land use patterns, and urban models all become more meaningful when students understand how they explain observable geographic variation. The Princeton Review format is designed to condense these areas into exam-focused lessons rather than reproduce a full classroom textbook. That makes the guide especially useful for review after a year of coursework, when students need to organize many separate units into a coherent test-ready framework. Its emphasis on tested topics helps students prioritize without ignoring the breadth of the course. Thirdly, practice test with diagnostic feedback and answer explanations. The 6 full-length practice tests are one of the book's defining elements, especially because they are paired with answer explanations rather than simple answer keys. Practice volume matters in AP preparation, but its benefit depends on feedback quality. When explanations clarify why an answer is correct and why alternatives are less appropriate, students can identify recurring reasoning errors, gaps in terminology, or misreadings of maps and data. The diagnostic answer key also supports a more efficient study process by helping students distinguish between weak content areas and test-taking mistakes. This is particularly relevant in AP Human Geography because many questions require choosing the best answer among plausible options. A student may know a definition, but still fail to apply it to a scenario involving scale, region, diffusion, or spatial interaction. By using diagnostic results to guide review, the book encourages targeted preparation instead of repeated passive reading. The combination of full exams, drills, and explanations turns practice into a feedback loop, which is more productive than treating tests only as score predictors. Fourthly, test-taking strategies for pacing, elimination, and question traps. Like other Princeton Review guides, this edition emphasizes exam strategy alongside academic content. Its strategy component is not a substitute for knowing human geography, but it addresses a real feature of standardized testing. Students must make decisions quickly under timed conditions. Guidance on pacing helps students avoid spending too long on a single map, graph, or dense prompt. Logical guessing and elimination strategies are useful because AP multiple choice questions often contain distractors that resemble correct geographic vocabulary, but do not fit the scenario. The book's focus on avoiding traps is particularly relevant for concepts that are easily confused, such as nation and state, site and situation, formal and functional regions, or different types of diffusion. Strategy also supports the free response portion by encouraging students to read prompts carefully, identify required tasks, and provide direct geographic reasoning rather than broad general statements. The practical result is a more disciplined approach to the exam, where students learn to combine subject knowledge with careful timing and question analysis. Lastly, supplemental tools for vocabulary, models, maps, and study planning. The guide extends beyond chapters and practice tests through online student tools such as digital flashcards, key term lists, study plans, and exam updates. These resources address a common challenge in AP Human Geography. The course contains a large vocabulary of theories, models, regions, processes, and spatial concepts. Flashcards and key term lists help students maintain fluency with essential terminology, while study plans provide structure for learners who are preparing over weeks rather than cramming at the end. The inclusion of maps and charts is also important because the discipline is visual and spatial. Students often need to interpret demographic trends, urban layouts, agricultural regions, migration flows, or political boundaries from visual evidence. End of chapter drills reinforce learning in smaller units before students attempt full-length exams. This layered design supports different phases of preparation learning concepts, checking retention, applying knowledge to visuals and prompts, and finally practicing under timed conditions. The supplemental tools make the book more adaptable to different schedules and learning preferences. In conclusion, this book is best suited for high school students taking AP Human Geography who want a comprehensive exam preparation resource rather than a brief last-minute review. It is also useful for teachers, tutors, and parents who want a structured supplement aligned with the digital exam format. Students who already have classroom notes can use it to reorganize the course around tested skills, while students who feel unevenly prepared can rely on the diagnostic tools, content chapters, drills, and practice exams to identify priorities. Its practical benefit lies in combining review with repeated application. Readers are not only reminded of concepts such as migration, cultural diffusion, political boundaries, urban models, and economic development, but are also pushed to apply those concepts in timed exam conditions. Compared with shorter crash guides, it offers more practice and fuller content coverage. Compared with more textbook-like resources, it is more directly oriented toward AP scoring, pacing, and question strategy. Its strongest differentiator is the integration of print review, 6 full-length practice tests, digital testing tools, flashcards, and targeted answer explanations in one package. That makes it a realistic choice for students seeking both subject reinforcement and familiarity with the mechanics of the modern AP Human Geography exam. If you would like to support the Princeton Review, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.